Have you met your love of your life at the office? Are you married to the person who you shared a cubicle with? Are you a boss, you know, who frowns on office romances? These are the dynamics of being human, you know, in the corporate and professional world. You can't help but people falling in love, falling for each other, being attracted with each other. But a new study has found that workplace relationships could open up a Pandora's box of possibly complicated legal, emotional, ethical, and productivity consequences. We want to be talking about that now. How do you feel about office place romances? Anli Bezaidenhout is a senior associate in the employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Anli joins us on the line now. Good morning, Anli.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Firstly, your thoughts on office romances, for or against?
Not against, but not necessarily for either.
Is that a legal opinion, or is that a personal opinion?
That's personal and legal. I think a balance needs to be struck, as with anything, in that a blanket prohibition is definitely not appropriate, but at the same time, it needs to be regulated to a certain extent.
Now, humans being humans do what humans do. And how would you even begin to police that? Because, yes, you could be under the guidance, under the, you know, the oversight of your boss, your supervisor at work. But what's stopping, you know, people from having relationships, encounters, meetings after work? And how would you even begin to police that?
Well, you can't police it outside of work, and I think that's where it becomes tricky. All that an employer can do is an employer can say or have a policy that requires its employees to make certain disclosures to it relating to the existence of relationships. Mm. So what I do advocate for is for employers to say or to have a policy which is short and to the point but merely requires your employees to inform you of a personal or romantic relationship that may have been created in the workplace, and to also explain the reason for that rule. Because at the end of the day, some employees who tend or who prefer to keep their private lives private, like most of us do, would have a severe issue with their employers asking them questions about their personal life. But the difference is that as soon as you arrive at work in the morning, you're then subject to the rules and policies of your employer. And as soon as you bring that personal life with you to work, the employer is entitled to make certain requests of you, which could be to just inform us once these relationships exist in order for us to assess the risk and to ensure that you're not in a position in the company that can either expose the company to risk or put your colleagues in awkward positions.
Look, Anli, relationships take many, many different forms. Everything that goes, you know, as a serious as marriage to colleagues hooking up for a one-night stand, no strings attached at the end of a drink at the day. Then how do you then phrase that legal wording to say that any and all interaction between colleagues, but at the same time, you may even develop some sort of relationship or emotional connection without there even being a physical one?
I think that's a good question. I think we need to go back to the Employment Equity Act, which triggers this obligation for employers. The underlying reason why it's important for employers to know about personal or romantic relationships, rather, is that it has a responsibility to protect its employees against sexual harassment. So if an employer is aware of a relationship or there's a relationship at work which it could reasonably be aware of, it has an obligation to ensure, not necessarily that those individuals are in a committed relationship because that crosses the line, but to ensure that its employees are protected against sexual harassment and harassment in any form. So I would make it an obligation on both parties to make a declaration to your HR, which can be done confidentially, to say as soon as a relationship has been created and you are now in a committed relationship or just a romantic relationship generally, that you need to tell HR. I think it would be taking it too far to say any type of interaction which may happen outside of the workplace, because we're all still humans and we may end up going on one date, for example, which leads to nothing. And it would be inappropriate and uncomfortable for me to go and make that disclosure to HR on the Monday morning.
Yeah. And I think this leads quite nicely into this WhatsApp from Anonymous. Anonymous says, my wife just got a job at the company I work in, a department I deal with occasionally. I don't want people to know for fears that people cry nepotism. Is there a legal implication to not disclosing to the company?
I think there's not a, I think there's a legal obligation, and from an employment law perspective, I'd strongly urge the listener to go to HR and to make this declaration. Because if this listener was ever in a position where he or she would be involved in a negotiation with everyone around the table, not necessarily knowing that the person sitting across from him or her is his or her spouse, that would put everyone in an uncomfortable position. There's a reason why your HR needs to know these things, and they need to know it so that they can protect you and they can mitigate risks, and they can only do that if they're aware of the information. One of the points I wanted to mention was it's especially relevant when you work together. So I sit in the employment law department, for example. If I had to be in a relationship with someone at my firm in a department I would never work for, there would be an argument to make to say it poses no risk, we can act professionally, the relationship should be permitted. It's a completely different scenario if it's my colleague sitting next to me, we're competing for positions, or I report to him and he's the person responsible for my performance assessment at the end of the year because I have an unfair advantage, which my colleagues and HR should be aware of.
Here's another WhatsApp, a little bit tongue-in-cheek. It says, I would never want to work with my significant other. So, office romance, my walls are up to stay. We have a voice note now on office romances and having your partner at work. Let's listen.
Lester, 10 years ago, I met my wife at work. She was the new engineer appointed to our department. I was the new assistant appointed to our department. Actually didn't like each other in the beginning, but eventually we fell in love. 5 years later, got married, and here we are in 2019. Our bosses didn't like it because we were essentially working in the same department. Actually, some of our colleagues within the department, they had an issue. And they took it to management, and eventually our HOD called in her, but they never spoke to me, seeing that I was kind of like a subordinate, but in the end, here we are.
And here we are. Anli, you work in a sector, the legal fraternity, which I think is very similar to the journalism fraternity. Many people who are lawyers, many people who are journalists, many people who are doctors find similarities and commonalities between the people that they work with. Do you find that in certain sectors that people tend to, you know, gravitate to each other? I know my wife is also a journalist. We met in the field. I have colleagues at this particular company who met here and got married, and I'm sure it's the same in the legal fraternity. It's same in the medical fraternity.
Definitely, it's not always the case that opposites attract. And at the end of the day, we live in an era where the Me Too movement is prevalent, and it's prevalent for the simple reason that people spend more time at work than they do at home, and it's natural for relationships to be established at work. It's natural for people to meet someone that they think they can be in a relationship with at work. And for that reason, I think it would be an undue invasion on privacy to say complete blanket prohibition to relationships. I just think it needs to be regulated to a certain extent to also afford your employees the scope to still have those relationships as long as it doesn't have a negative impact on the workplace.
I think your own personal integrity and ethics also need to come involved. Like, for example, my wife works for another media organization, but if we are working on competing stories or I'm working on a scoop, I'm not going to tell her, you know, even though she's my wife, because that is my own journalistic integrity. I'm not going to share my sources with anyone. And it's also up to individual employees, I guess, to have that integrity, either firstly, maybe to disclose. And then also, if there comes a time when there's a perhaps even the suspicion of a conflict of interest, to recuse yourself and make known, I'm recusing myself because there could be this conflict of interest.
Definitely, and I think if you're in a position where you're in a relationship with someone at work and you're hiding it, you should ask yourself the question, what is your reason for hiding it in the first place? Because you'll only hide something that's worthy of being hidden. If it's if there's no reason for you to have any concern, if you're both comfortable that it doesn't put you in a position that can cause awkward situations at work or could lead to any conflict, then there's no reason for you not to go to human resources and just to make a disclosure. By all means, you're also fully entitled to say, I'd like to make this disclosure in confidence, and I'm doing it as a gesture of goodwill. I'd like to, my private matters to be kept private, but at the same time, I realize this relationship has been created because of work, and for that reason, I'm informing you.
I'm just going to read one more WhatsApp here. I work at a stiff old-school corporate. The culture doesn't really allow for us to be people, no jokes or formality. If they won't let me be a person, then they don't need to know about my personal life. Your thoughts on that, in terms of clear rules, but also a very stiff working environment?
I think if the listener is in a stiff working environment, I do hope it does create some situations for her at some point, or him, to meet someone. And if it does lead to that, then you can always be part of the change to create a culture that you do like to come to work to, and to tell HR that there's a concern about the culture, but you're in this relationship and you'd like to make that full disclosure. I really do want to advocate for disclosures as opposed to hiding these facts from your employer, because hiding any fact that may have any implication on your working relationship is never a good idea, and it's always best to just play open cards. Because down the line, if anything was to happen, and this does happen where especially senior and junior employees are in a relationship, if you fail to tell HR of that and this relationship deteriorates and the subordinate makes an allegation of sexual harassment, you as a senior employee, how will you defend yourself if you've been in a position of trust yet you fail to inform your employer that you've been involved in a relationship with a subordinate?
Very important there. Anlie Bezuidenhout, Senior Associate in the Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Are you in a relationship at work? Are your employers okay with it? Or do they frown against it? Are you a boss and you don't like people crossing the office floor? Give me a call, 021-446-0567.